Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Muli po ako si John Maynes, isa po sa mga pastors dito sa Crossroads, and meron po akong gift sa inyo. Meron po akong tatlong books na giveaways. Itong book na po ito ay Helpful to Overcome ang Ating Fear of Man. Yun ang i-address niya. Ang title po nito is When People Are Big and God is Small. Itong book po na ito will help us na magiging tama ang ating pagtingin sa Diyos. To see God, how big God is, bigger than anyone, anything na we fear. So kung sa tingin niyo po, you struggle with the fear of man, you struggle with the, you're a man pleaser, you think na you put man over God, ito pong book na tayo para sa inyo. Lumapit lang po kayo after ng service. Bibigay ko po sa inyo. I encourage you na let's start reading po para po tayo ay lumago sa ating pagkaunawa, sa ating knowledge, sa ating understanding, sa ating faith sa Panginoon. Marami po tayong available books po sa ating bookstall, and available din po yan sa courtesy ng Theology Matters po. Makikita niyo po yung contact ng Theology Matters. Meron pong WhatsApp doon, merong email sa last page ng ating bulletin. You can contact them for books. Let's pray. Ama, dumadalangin na kami, Panginoon, would you help us as we open God's Word, as we listen to your Word. Dalangin namin, Panginoon, nawa ang iyong mga salita would encourage, edify, and transform your people. Nawa ang love and obedience namin sa aming Savior na si Kristo would grow more and more as you reveal your Son Jesus to us more and more. In Jesus' name, Amen. Who am I? What is the purpose of life? What it is to be human? Ito po mga ganitong klaseng tanong po, ganitong klaseng question ng buhay is common po sa mga philosophers, even yung mga ancient times. They give wisdom to understand ang buhay. Ngayon po, if we ask this question to random people, we will probably get a lot ng different answers. Most people believe that tayo ang nagbibigay ng meaning sa life. Others may say na walang meaning ang buhay. Lahat tayo will cease to exist when we die. The way we define ang meaning ng life defines the way we live. Again, kung ano ang tingin natin sa buhay, ganun tayo namumuhay. There is a trend po sa social media, kung familiar kayo, meron pong acronym na tinatawag na YOLO, Y-O-L-O, You Only Live Once. Dinescribe po yun, dinefine yun ng internet, sabi ron, you only live once, expressing the view that one should make the most of the present moment without worrying about the future, and often used as a rational for impulsive or reckless behavior. YOLO, you only live once. Live at the moment. Live your best life now. Don't worry about the future. Yun po yun, yung idea. Ito pong beliefs na to, even nag-exist po sa Christian community. Merong mga teachings about health, wealth, prosperity, encouraging na to live ang ating best life now, which is similar dun sa YOLO. Ang question pa, is there an absolute answer sa question about life? Is there an absolute truth about humanity? Ano po ba sinasabi ng Bible about us? About life? Paano ba tayo mabubuhay sa mundo na to? Ano po ba ang design ng Diyos para sa atin? How to live sa mundo na, how to relate sa Kanya, and how to relate to others? How to deal sa araw-araw na affair ng buhay? Marami pong mga very popular na mga book, mga self-help book, kagaya po ng mga, kagaya ng title na 7 Secrets to a Happy Life, 5 Roads to Wisdom. Familiar po ba kayo ng ganon? Alala ko, tumitingin ako ng online na ano, meron dong grow hair overnight. Tuntuwa ako, pinakita ko sa asawa ko. ka maniwala dyan. Trying to find the solution sa buhok ko. Lose 30 pounds in 30 minutes. Look, 10 years younger in 10 days. So, too good to be true po, ano? Pero those things po na parang mga self, mga ways to achieve something is attractive po sa mga tao. We pursue knowledge. We pursue wisdom. Gusto natin magkaroon ng kaalaman how to deal sa bawat buhay, how to solve ang bawat problema. The Bible po ay binigyan tayo ng foundation o tinatawag na the chief principle, pinaka-importanting knowledge na kailangan natin to live wisely and understand ang buhay na to at ang mundo na to. Ito pong knowledge na to, itong wisdom na to, ito po ang kailangan nyo. Ito ang kailangan ko, ito po ang kailangan nating lahat. This is the greatest, the chief, the main, the supreme principle na dapat nagda-drive ng buhay natin. Yan po yung makikita natin sa passage natin this morning. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo sa Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Ang book po ng Proverbs is part po ito ng wisdom literature sa Bible. Tinatawag na wisdom literature because it imparts wisdom. Meron pong limang books sa wisdom literature. Yan po yung Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Ito ay tinawag na wisdom literature because ito po ay very practical, deals with the daily affair ng buhay ng tao. Ang book of Proverbs po ay can be divided into two sections. Chapter 1 to 9 is po yung mga wisdom discourses. Makikita natin doon yung father to his son, the lady wisdom. And then chapter 10 to 31, yun na po yung mga favorite natin, yung mga short and catchy, concise na mga two-liner wisdom. So yun po yun. Yung mga, meron po ba kayong mga favorite proverbs? Iba po? Do not trust your own understanding. Well, yung mga favorite natin. So, Proverbs give us ng mga truths about sa important realities na pang-araw-araw sa buhay natin. Though simple, through simple short sayings and principles and illustrations, yun po yung makikita natin sa Proverbs. Ito po ay general wisdom and observation sa buhay. Hindi po ito promises na guaranteed na mangyayari. Hindi po sinabi na fear God and live longer. Marami, those who fear God, die. So, it's a general principle. Ang book na ito is very practical po dahil tinuturuan tayo how to wisely deal and live sa iba't ibang aspect nating buhay. This book gave us skills, wisdom about parenting, about tongue or words, about work, about doing business, about love, about sex, anger, wealth, even po ang laziness. Almost every area ng human relationship. But if you just pick po ang isang verse, without understanding ang kabuuan ng foundational principle nitong Proverbs, meron pong danger na ma-misunderstand natin ito o ma-misapply natin ito. Ang passage po natin today ay ang introduction or prologue ng buong book ng Proverbs. Ang central theme or ang motto ng book na ito ay ang chapter 1, verse 7. All the wisdom na nasa book ng Proverbs ay rooted sa verse 7. Ito po ang summary ng buong book of Proverbs. Ang gagawin po natin, ang passage na binigay sa akin is Proverbs 1, 1 to 7. I will quickly go through po sa verses 1 to 6, then focus po ang ating sermon sa verse 7. Ang verse 1 po, it tells us na this is the Proverbs of Solomon. Sino si Solomon? Son of David, King of Israel. And ang book na ito, ang ibig sabihin po nito ay si Solomon ang author po nito. Majority ng content ng Proverbs o maaring siya ang nag-initiate to compile ang book of Proverbs. We know po sino si Solomon. Si Solomon po is the wisest man. God gave him ng wisdom. sa chapter 10 verse 1, yung buong section po na yon, sinabi ron na si Solomon sa 25 verse 1, may mga scribes ni Hezekiah written by Solomon. So, other writers po na na-mention dito ay yung the wise. Makikita natin sa Proverbs 22, verse 17 hanggang chapter 24 to verse 23. Meron din po dito si Agur, chapter 30. King Limuel, chapter 31. So, we can assume na ang buong book na ito ay written by different authors, pero we can say na si Solomon po ang nag-initiate or ang major contributor sa book na ito. Sabi sa 1 Kings 4, God gave Solomon ng wisdom and understanding. He spoke ng 3,000 proverbs and composed ng 1,005 songs. Then sa verse 2 to 6, sa Proverbs 1 po, ito po ang purpose ng Proverbs. Purpose ng kabuuan ng book ng Proverbs. Verse 2, ang sabi ron, to know. One of the purpose, to know wisdom and instruction, to understand insight. Verse 3, to receive instructions. Verse 4, to give prudence. It refers to sa Proverbs ni Solomon yan, sa verse 1. To understand, sa verse 6. Ang lahat po ng purpose na ito can be summarized as to gain wisdom, to gain knowledge, to acquire knowledge. Lahat ng mga ginamit na word dito, instruction, understanding, insight, prudence, eh meron po itong mga pagkakaiba, may mga nuances po ito na we can study. But ang lahat po ng ito ay connected and points to the purpose ng book, to implant wisdom, to impart wisdom. Ang main audience ng book ay makikita natin sa verse 4, the simple. Hindi po tayong mga simpleng tao lang. The simple, which is parallel po dun sa youth, yung second line ng verse 4. Ang simple dito is yung mga kabataan na entering adulthood. Ito yung mga uncommitted. Madali silang ma-persuade. Madali silang maniwala. Madali silang ma-misled. Ito po yung simple na tinatawag. Mga kabataan na kailangan pong turuan. Makikita niyo yan as you, from verse 8 onward, makikita niyo yung how the father, Solomon, ini-impart niya yung mga instruction about wisdom. And then, meron pa pong ibang character po dito na audience, makikita po natin sa verse 5. Ang sabi po ron, it is also for the wise. Wise are those person who demonstrate wisdom and fear of God. It means po na ang purpose ng wisdom, ang pursuit ng wisdom is continuous. Even if yung matagal ka ng Kristiyano, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na na-meet ko na, na-attain ko na ang wisdom na dapat kong attain. It's a continuous pursuit ng wisdom and fear of God. It means na ang pursuit po natin ito ay will last lifetime natin until we meet Christ face to face. We need to grow more and more knowledge of God. Godly living. So, ang sumunod po na isang audience dito, isang character is the fool. The foolish. Those of fools are those who reject, despise the wisdom of instruction of God. Fools are characterized as wicked, morally corrupt, delight in evil. Hindi po ibig sabihin ng fool dito is kulang sa intellect, kulang sa kalaman. Hindi po yun ang ibig sabihin nun. Fools are opposite ng wise. Opposite ng those who fear God, ang fool, they don't fear God. Wise embrace, niyayakap ang Panginoon, who fears God, who honors God. The fools despise, reject God. So some of the major characters din po dito sa Proverbs ay ang mga contrasting characters po. Makikita niyo yung kingly father, the lady wisdom. In contrast po yun sa wicked man and the lady folly. Now, ano po yung ibig sabihin ng wisdom dito? Wisdom is key. Major theme po ito ng Book of Proverbs. Ang ibig sabihin po ng wisdom dito is mastery or skills or expertise. Wisdom dito ay hindi lang intellectual, ito po ay practical, experiential. You know, wisdom, dictionary definition, wisdom is yung skills mo how to apply yung knowledge. Tama po? So, it's not just knowing na maraming information, ito ay skills to apply those information, especially those knowledge pertains to God. So living in wisdom po is skills to live successfully, godly, in God's world, according to God's will. Merong tension po dito sa book na to, between folly or foolishness and wise or wisdom. Wise living and foolish living. Wala pong in between. And then verse 7. Ito na po ang central theme ng buong book of Proverbs. Verse 7. Let's read verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And yan po exactly ang main point ng ating sermon. Ang big idea ng sermon natin is the foundation of all knowledge is the fear of the Lord, and the ultimate foolishness is the rejection of God. Ang foundation or ang pinaka-importanting knowledge ay ang kilalanin natin ng Diyos for who He is. And ang pag-reject sa Diyos ay ang pinaka-foolish na gagawin ng isang tao. Yan po ang big idea ng sermon natin. Ay, makikita natin sa ating passage na there are two ways to live ang ating buhay. The way of the wise, sa first part ng verse 7, and the way of the fool, second part ng verse 7. Punta po tayo sa the way of the wise. Read po natin yung verse 7 again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord. Ano po ba yung fear of the Lord? Ang book of Proverbs mention ang fear of the Lord ng mga 14 times. Sa opening ng book, verse 7, and sa ending ng book ay na-mention ulit ang fear of the Lord. And in between, na-mention siya 12 times. Meron tinatawag na yun yung closing and ending, the fear of the Lord, kayasam. It means ito po ang isa sa, ito ang main point ng buong book na to, the fear of the Lord. Marami pong verses sa Proverbs. I will read some about the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 3:7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Proverbs 9:10. Binasa kanina. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 14:27, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Proverbs 15:6, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. Proverbs 22:4, by your humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Sa buong Old Testament po, ang concept na fear of the Lord or fearing God ay isang repeated and napaka-importanting concept sa buong Old Testament. Psalm 111:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Ano yung fear of the Lord? All those who practice have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Sabi ni Job 28:28, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to turn away from evil is understanding. Genesis 22:12 tells us na ang fear of the Lord is same as obedience. When God told Abraham, nakita niya na you fear the Lord dahil sa iyong obedience. So, fear of the Lord is obedience. Deuteronomy 5:29, chapter 8:6, chapter 10:12-13. Ang sabi ron, keeping His commandments and fear of the Lord ay connected. keeping His commandments, obeying God, is fearing the Lord. 2 Chronicles 19 verse 6, fear of the Lord ay nakatayid po sa faithfulness to God. Faithfulness to God. Isaiah 8 verse 13, fear of God is to honor God. Psalm 40 verse 4, Psalm 115 verse 11, fearing God is linked po sa trusting God. So, makikita po natin na ang fear, ang word na fear is not a word of terror when it points to God, when it, ano sa Panginoon, when, pagka in-address natin ang Panginoon. Ang fearful na ito is, sabi sa Tagalog kanina is, parang mayroong tono ng respect, a reverence. Binibigyan natin ng high respect, seeing God for who He is. That's the fear of the Lord. You see God for who He is. It's a fear that draws na dinodro tayo towards God. Hindi po ito yung fear na tumatakbo tayo palayo. That's a fear na result ng sin. When Adam and Eve sinned, hinanap sila ng Panginoon, nagtago sila. Ang sabi niya, sabi ng Panginoon, where are you? Ano sagot nila? I'm ashamed. I'm afraid. They fear God because of sin. Pero tong fear of the Lord na to is you fear God that draws you to Himself. That draws you to Himself. He reveals Himself. Nakita ang goodness, ang beauty. How glorious God is. That's why people run towards God. Yun po yung fear na to. Itong merong reverence, merong pong high respect. Ang fear of God po implies ng tamang posture ng heart natin towards God. It's a fear na tinatranslate po. Ang word na fear is the same word ng translation sa ibang mga verses sa Bible as awesome. Awe. Yun po yung mga translation. Pare-pareho lang po ng Hebrew word po yan. Awe, amaze, and fear. How should we see God? Para natin magkaroon tayo ng fear of God. Unang-una po, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. Siya po ang ating creator. He governs ang ating mundo. He gave life sa bawat creature. He gave life sa iyo. He sustained life. As sabi nun, He named the stars. He put them in their place. As sabi sa Isaiah, ang lahat ng tubig sa mundo na to, nasa kanyang palad. I want you to see how big God is. Bakit natin kailangan i-fear ang Panginoon? Bakit tayo kailangan mag-high respect? Because He created us. Hindi natin siya kagaya. He is Almighty God. He's holy. He's transcendent. He's beyond us. He's just. He's good. He's merciful. Kaya ito sinabi ni David sa Psalm 34, verse 8 to 9 and 11. Sabi ron, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you, His saints. For those who fear Him have no lack. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. It's a good thing to fear the Lord. God is holy, He is just, He is perfectly righteous. He's perfect. We can go on and on and on about who God is and paano, bakit natin siya kailangan i-fear. Pero ang kabuuan po nito is, God is commanding us, honor me as God. See me as God. Yan po ang basic sin ng tao. Sabi sa Romans 1, They try to be wise. Lalo sila naging fool. They failed to honor God as God. At hindi sila nagbigay. They don't give thanks to God. Sabi sa Romans 1 verse 21. That's the basic sin ng tao. You don't honor God as God. To fear God is to know Him. To submit, yun yung makita natin, obedience, to submit, to serve, to love with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. That's to fear God. In order na magkaroon tayo ng ganitong attitude or pagkilala sa Panginoon, is to enter into a relationship with Him. See the word po yung word na Lord, lahat po yung capital, capital L-O-R-D. Ibig sabihin po nun, Yahweh. Yahweh po is the name na nireveal ng Panginoon sa Israel. It means a covenant-keeping God. I'm a covenant-keeping God, Yahweh, a personal God. Our God is a personal God. To know Him is to enter into a relationship sa Diyos na to. Fearing God is relational. It's not just information sa ating head. Sabi ni James, even the devil believed God. He trembled. But he hates God. If we believe God, O siyang creator, if you don't have the relationship, you're just like the devil. Knowing intellectually is not enough na magkaroon tayo ng tunay na relationship sa Diyos. And bilang Kristiyano, if you're a Christian right now, meron kang ganitong klaseng relationship. A loving relationship, a saving relationship dahil kay Kristo. So to enter a relationship sa Diyos is through Christ alone. No one can come to the Father except through Him, sabi ni Jesus. Mga kapatid, you can now call God, tong Almighty God na to, tong Creator na to, tong Holy God na to, your Father because of Christ. You can call Him Father. Sabi sa Hebrews, you can come to Him boldly with confidence. You can make your petitions sa ating Panginoon. Are you living out tong relationship na meron ka sa Diyos? As a professing Christian? Ano itsura nito sa araw-araw na buhay mo? Can people tell sa office nyo, sa community nyo, na ikaw ay may takot sa Diyos? Sa Colossians 3:22, ganito ang itsura ng pagtatrabaho natin. Ang sabi sa Colossians 3:22, because of the fear of God, you work with sincerity ng heart. Not an eye pleaser. Why? Because you fear the Lord. Ephesians 5, the way you treat your wife. You should love your wife. Present her sa Panginoon. Disciple her. Hindi na self-centered ang relationship mo, hindi na laging ikaw. You die to yourself for her just like Christ died for the church. Hindi ka dapat maging cause na mahulog sa kasalanan ng asawa mo. You protect her, respect her, adore, care, dahil you obey Christ, dahil you fear the Lord. Wives, you submit sa iyong husband as your obedience sa Panginoon dahil you fear the Lord. Nirerespeto mo na ang leadership ng asawa mo. You compliment ang kakulangan and weakness ng asawa mo because you fear the Lord. Parents, you lead ang inyong mga anak sa instruction of the Lord. You don't bring your children to anger. Why? Because you fear the Lord. Ang main goal mo na ngayon sa mga anak mo is for them to know Christ. You just don't prepare them. Hindi mo lang sila pine-prepare for their future career. You prepare them for eternity. You want them to know Christ because one day they will stand before their Creator. If they don't have the relationship sa Panginoon, they will suffer. Yun na yung main goal mo sa parents. You want them to grow in understanding at magkaroon ng growing fear of the Lord and ultimately, relationship kay Christ. Yung relationship mo sa ibang tao, you don't look down to others. You respect and honor and dignity ng bawat tao, kahit ano pang nationality or status ng buhay, believer or unbeliever, you respect them. You honor yung dignity na dahil sila ay image bearer of God. You respect people dahil you fear the Lord. Dito sa church, you love your brother and sister. Dito sa, we serve them, minister to them. We give them ng opportunity to serve us. We uphold ang ating covenant. We build upon another. We admonish one another if necessary. Because we fear the Lord. In your finances, you wisely manage ang finances mo, not for earthly gain. In relationship, in everything you do, do it in the fear of the Lord. That's how fearing God looks like sa ating mga Kristiyano. That's how ang book of Proverbs deals with the everyday life, rooted in the fear of the Lord. Mga kapatid, how is your fear of the Lord sa mga nagdaang araw? Yung time mo sa family mo, yung time mo sa asawa mo, sa office, ano yung tsura nito itong fear of the Lord na to? When you are tempted to cheat or magsinungaling sa work, to cheat sa school, to lie, to insult ang ibang tao, to speak harsh and angry words, when you are tempted to disrespect your parents, anong ginagawa mo? Do you restrain it? You control yourself because you take God seriously. That's how fearing God, how fearing the Lord is. You take God seriously. You ask questions, what about God? As a citizen, you honor and submit to the authority ng land. Dapat you are a good citizen, ready for every good work. You obey the law of the land. You pray for your leaders, kahit hindi ka sang-ayon sa nakaupong leader. Pero dahil you recognize na behind those earthly leaders and authority, is God. You honor ang ultimate authority behind those earthly authorities dahil you fear the Lord. So ang fear of the Lord, fear of God will impact everything sa buhay natin. That's the fear of the Lord. Sabi ni Paul, even whether you eat, you drink, do it for the glory of God. Do it for Christ. Even do sa mga maliliit na bagay na ginagawa natin sa araw-araw, do it for the glory of God. Ang point dito is, fear of God is living na alam mo na God sees everything, God hears everything, knows your words, knows your thoughts, na alam mo na even you are in the alone, sa secret place, you know na God is present. Fear of God is a conscious awareness sa presence ng Panginoon even na walang nakakakita sa iyo. You know God is there. That is true wisdom. The foundation and chief principle of all wisdom is to live in the presence of God. A conscious awareness ng Panginoon. Look at verse 7 again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Ang word na beginning po rito is pointing dun sa the fear of the Lord, not dun sa knowledge. So, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. Ang word na beginning is, ang ibig sabihin po is first step. Hindi po ibig sabihin ng first step, ito una kong gagawin and then move on, kalimutan ko. No, ang first step po is, ito ang susi ng lahat. Para magkaroon ka ng tunay na wisdom is to fear the Lord. To understand na all affairs ng life mo is to live under the authority of God, under the will of God. Ang dapat na driving principle ng buhay mo is to fear God, to honor Him, obey Him, to enter a loving relationship sa Kanya. When you enter a loving relationship sa Diyos na to, nakikita mo how good God is, how gracious, how merciful, how compassionate. What God has done for you, you don't want to offend tong Diyos na to. Just like tayo, sa mga magulang natin, they're so good sa atin, provide for us, na ayaw natin sila masaktan. That's something na mayroong reverence. How much more ang Diyos? God is so good. Oh, taste the goodness of God, sabi ni David. Fear Him. Ito po ang supreme priority ng buhay. Yung pong word na beginning. It's the supreme, it's the chief principle that drives ang every other knowledge. Ito ang knowledge na pinakamahalaga sa buhay mo. Ibig sabihin, There is no true wisdom or knowledge kapag walang fear of God. All knowledge ay nagmumula sa Panginoon. Ngayon po ang tanong, how can we grow wisdom or knowledge in the fear of the Lord? Paano na tayo lalago dito? The Bible. Binigay po ng Panginoon ang kanya, nireveal ng Panginoon ang kanyang sarili through His Word sa Bible. To grow in the fear of God is to study the Word of God. Tignan natin, ano ang gusto niyang gawin natin? Ano ang will ng Panginoon sa akin? Ano ang will ng Panginoon sa akin sa how to deal with my family, to my wife, sa aking mga kaibigan? Anong will ng Panginoon? That's growing sa fear of the Lord. Read and read and read and study the Bible. Study with someone. Sit under the faithful preaching ng salita ng Diyos. That is for Christians. If you are here, wala kang relationship sa Panginoong Jesus, all these things, lahat ng sinasabi ko doesn't make sense sa'yo. Ang book of Proverbs is not a manual to be right with God. It's not a steps to be reconciled sa Panginoon. Kailangan ko lang palang wisdom, kailangan ko lang ng intellect. No. Hindi po ito book manual. Without Christ, without the gospel, ang book of Proverbs will condemn us. Dahil wala tayong wisdom. Wala tayong fear of God. By nature, ang sabi ng Bible, we all hate God. We all hate wisdom from God. We all love darkness. Sabi si John 3. Bible said, by nature we are children of wrath. We hate God. Yan po ang description natin, by nature. Just like kagaya ng ating first parents, Adam and Eve, they chose to reject ang authority ng Panginoon. They trespass yung boundary na sinet ng Panginoon sa kanila. They thought that they were wiser, they know better than God. They want to be like God. We actively and willingly participated sa rebellion na ito. Ano po ang naging result dito? Separation from the love of God, from God. And Romans 5 says, because of the sin of Adam, all humanity fall to sin. Lahat po tayo ay incapable, not capable to live wisely for God. Kaya kung wala po si Christ, walang gospel, the book of Proverbs will condemn you, will condemn me. But God in His mercy, hindi niya tayo pinabayaan on our own. He provided yung righteousness na kailangan natin. He provided ang fear of God and wisdom na required sa atin ng Diyos. Paano na provide? Through His Messiah. A prophecy po, Isaiah 11 verses 2 to 3, ito po isang messianic passage or a prophecy about the Messiah, the coming Messiah. Ang sabi po ron, ang Messiah na to, the Spirit of the Lord of Yahweh shall rest upon Him, the Messiah, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. That is Jesus Christ. Siya lang ang merong perfect fear of the Lord. His perfect obedience to God is what we need. And His death on the cross ay para sa kasalanan natin na we can never fail. His resurrection is an assurance or certainty na God accepted ang atoning work of substitutionary work ni Christ in behalf of His people. Si Jesus po is the embodiment ng wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians, mababasa natin yan. Colossians 3, He is the wisdom of God. He is the power and wisdom of God. The Bible is commanding you to turn away from your sa yung pag-disregard sa Diyos, from living na parang walang Diyos, walang pag-honor sa Diyos. The Bible is commanding you, if you are not in Christ, turn away from living a foolish life, despising God. Put your faith dito kay Kristo. Siya ang kailangan mo. You cannot navigate how to find a way to God. The only way, the wise way, is to bow down to Jesus Christ. Turn to Christ and marireceive mo ang forgiveness, reconciliation sa Diyos, then you will have the true fear of God. Sabi ni John, the true to know Christ is to know salvation, John 17 verse 3. To have a relationship kay Kristo is to be reconciled sa iyong Creator God. Even you know the Bible from cover to cover, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much or how wise you think you are. If ang truth ng Bible does not change or transform or alter ang iyong buhay, ang iyong decision making, ang way of life mo, it's just andito lang. And you remain foolish. Kasi walang obedience. Even if you serve ang church, you give generously, that is good. But if it is done outside your faith, kay Christ, outside Christ, hindi po yun wisdom. Hindi po yun fear of the Lord. If you are trying to figure out, to find way without Christ, you will never find it. If you don't look to Christ as the way to God, you won't find it, kahit saan. Even your best effort to gain wisdom and to be right with God without faith in Christ, ang tawag dyan ay a glorious sin. Self-righteousness. Friends, ang truth is, unless po na mabuksan ang mga mata natin, na mabigyan ka ng Diyos ng bagong puso, there is no way na we can love God or fear God truly. There's no way to live wisely. You need Christ. Paulit-ulit ang Bible, turn away from your wicked ways. Turn away from your self-righteousness. Go to the foot of the cross. When you stand before God, yun lang sasabihin mo sa Panginoon, I have nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross I cling. You need a mediator. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, for there is only one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. You need a mediator. You need Christ to mediate between you and God. Trusting Jesus Christ is admitting sa iyong sarili and confessing to God na, Panginoon, I am hopeless. I am helpless sa aking sarili. And the only way to be right with God is, as the Bible says, through Jesus Christ. Dahil He satisfies ang lahat ng requirements ng banal na Diyos para kayo maging righteous and wise sa harap niya. Para mabayaran ang kasalanan. This is the way of the wise, Jesus Christ. This is what Christ has accomplished sa lahat ng believers, to bring us back to the way of God. So, tignan naman natin po yung other side ng tension, the way of the fool. Yan yung second point natin, the way of the fool. Tignan po natin yung second part ng verse 7. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Ang word na but is a contrast to those who fear God and gain wisdom. Ang contrast po rito is those who despise, who hate, yung word na hate, who reject. Fools. Ang fools sa Bible doesn't mean na, kagaya na nabanggit ko kanina, na walang intellect, kulang ang kaalaman. There's a lot of genius people sa mundo. But fools sa harap ng Panginoon. Book of Proverbs will describe ang fools as morally corrupt, who hates wisdom, who loves wickedness. Those na walang pag-regard sa Diyos, walang regard sa eternity and things of God. All over sa Proverbs, ang character and the result ng foolishness is disaster. Hindi po maganda. Sabi sa Proverbs 10 verse 8, the wise of heart will receive command, but a bubbling fool will be ruined. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. He trusts himself. A fool's anger is known at once. Ito po yung mga character ng fool. Ang description po, marami po yan sa buong Proverbs. Hindi ko na po babasahin lahat. Ang description po ng fool sa New Testament from Jesus himself are those who have no regard sa heavenly treasure. Or walang pakialam sa Diyos. Walang pakialam sa judgment. Para bang ito lang ang buhay. Pag namatay ako, that's it. Pero the Bible says, after you die, Hebrews 9:27, people are destined to die once, and after that, judgment. Lahat po tayo mamamatay, yan ang sabi ng Bible. And lahat po tayo mayroong destinations somewhere in eternity. Either sa piling ng Diyos or outside sa love of God. So, yun po yung reality. Hindi po natin pwedeng isa walang bahala po ito. Ang tawag po doon ay foolishness. Kagaya po ng parable ng rich fool sa Luke 12. Ang sabi ng rich fool, meron siyang farm, ang sabi niya, magpapatayo ako ng malaking barn, and gagawin ko, mag-iipon ako ng marami, ipon ako maraming pera, and ang buhay ko will be just eat, drink, and be merry. Ang sabi ni Jesus, you fool, tonight, I will require your soul. Sino makikinabang sa lahat ng ginagawa mo ngayon? Sino makikinabang ng lahat ng material na bagay na naipon mo? You fool. Bakit siya naging fool? Because hindi ka naglay ng treasure in heaven. Because you prioritize ang treasure sa mundo na to. That's foolishness. Sabi sa Psalm 14, fools are those who says to his heart, there is no God. There is no God. Sabi sa 14 verse 1, Psalm 14 verse 1. With all honesty po, I want to ask you a question. Ano ang goal mo sa buhay mo? Ano ang pangarap mo sa mga anak mo? Bakit ka dito sa Dubai? You want a big barn? You want ang retirement? Pag-retire mo, gonna drink, eat, and be merry. I remember ang famous sermon ni John Piper. You want to collect shells? Pag humarap ka sa Panginoon, Lord, look at my shells. Ang sabi ni John Piper, don't waste your life. You fool. Hindi po masama ang mag-business, hindi masama ang mag-aspire ng better position sa work or better pay. But what Jesus is saying sa Luke 12 is, hindi yan ang priority mo. Ang priority natin is to honor God, to fear Him, to make Christ known, to advance ang kingdom of God, not your own kingdom. To be rich in heaven. Wisdom is to know that all things will pass away, but the word of God is forever. Wisdom is to know that life is like a vapor. Today you're here, tomorrow you're gone. And boom, eternity. To live lamang sa mundo na to without regard sa Diyos in eternity is foolishness. To consume ang ating lakas, time, buhay, and lahat ng gift ng Panginoon na binigay sa atin, it uubusin mo lang to gain material things sa mundo na to. At walang pagkilala sa Diyos. You don't live for God. What is life? Sabi ni Moses, Psalm 90. 60, 70. Sabi ni Moses, Lord, teach us to number our days so that we may gain wisdom. Ito yung foolishness. Ang foolishness will lead you to death. Sabi ng Book of Proverbs. It's foolishness when you choose sin over God. Is there a foolish way ngayon sa'yo na hanggang ngayon hindi mo matanggal sa buhay mo? Mga foolish things, foolish decisions. When we choose sin, ang sinasabi mo sa Diyos, Panginoon, mas satisfying tong sin kesa sa'yo. Kapag mag-isa ka, anong pinapanood mo? When you choose pornography, sensuality over the fear of God and the wisdom of God, that is foolishness. It will ruin you and mga tao sa paligid mo. If you choose anger than to extend a word of grace sa asawa mo, sa anak mo, or sa katrabaho mo, you choose to be angry, magsalita, masakit na salita, over fearing God, ito ay foolishness. It damages ang relationship natin sa tao and affects our witness for Christ. Sa gitna ng kagabitan, financially, sa trabaho, when you are tempted to lie or to cheat and you choose to do it, you compromise the fear of the Lord. Foolishness. Proverbs says, fear of God is to hate evil. Hindi po sometimes, to hate evil all the time. You don't want to stay there. Mga kapatid, let's persevere. Pursue Christ-likeness. I-develop po natin yung physical discipline, spiritual discipline. Lumayo ka sa kasalanan. If you're easily tempted po sa lust, don't stay alone. Don't watch ng mga movie na magti-trigger sa iyong lust. Umalis ka sa social media. Dahil kung dinadala ka sa compromising situation, tumakbo ka palayo. Find someone for accountability to guard you. Check your anger. Remember si Cain? Sin is crouching at your door. Yung anger niya. And a few verses away, he killed ang kapatid niya. Watch your anger. Watch your sin crouching at your door. Check your words. Be reminded that God is all-knowing and all-seeing. Magkaroon tayo ng conscious awareness of God. Whenever you are in the compromising situation, ask yourself, ito ba ay makaka-honor sa Panginoon? Mau-honor ko ba? Mag-glorify ko ba ang Diyos? Mga kapatid kay Kristo, Christ died for your sin. You are a new creation now. Fight sin. A famous quote, fight sin. Be killing sin or sin will be killing you. Sin is not your master anymore. Yan ang description natin mga Kristiyano. You have a new master now. Obey your new master. Righteousness, Christ. Hindi na tayo slave ng sin. And whenever you fall to sin, quickly turn to God in confession. Don't hide. Don't run away. Turn to God. Run to God. He is faithful and just. If you confess your sin, He will cleanse you. He will forgive you. Pero if you find joy sa satisfaction, if you find joy and satisfaction sa sin na parang ayaw mo nang umalis doon, maaaring you are not a Christian. Wala kang wisdom, wala kang fear of God. If you are in a habitual sin at wala kang sorrow over sin, that's a sign that you don't have the fear of God in your heart. The Bible says you are a fool because you despise wisdom and instruction. Look at verse 7 again. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Ang word po na despise, yun po yung, is yung ay po yung hatred. Hatred sa wisdom and instruction ng Panginoon. Yung ayaw niya, ayaw ko sundin niya ang Panginoon. That's despising. It means na aware siya. What is the wisdom? What is the instruction? Who God is? But I despise. Yun po yun. Hindi po to lack of knowledge about God. It's he knows. Ang fool knows the things of God, but he despises it intentionally. Ang tingin po ng mga false of wisdom na to is worthless. Yan po ang kalagayan ng lahat ng tao outside Christ. Ang tingin natin sa wisdom of God is worthless. Sabi sa John 3:19, those who love darkness hate the light. The light is Jesus. Hate Jesus Christ. These are fools. Their works are evil. Yan ang description ni sa John 3. Those who despise, who reject Christ are evil. You can be a very intellectual person, higher education, doctorate, MBA, high IQ. Pero if you despise the wisdom ng Panginoon, you are a fool. Huwag po nating ano yung ating kaalaman na to reason sa harapan ng Panginoon. And ang naghihintay po to those who reject Christ is judgment. Ang rat ng Panginoon. Those who continue na walang pagkilala kay Kristo is foolish. Sabi sa John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son, yun yung mga wise, has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains in him. Meron ka chance now to turn away from your foolishness kung if you are not in Christ right now, if you are not a Christian. Maaring today is the day of your salvation. This is a grace from God inviting you, come to Christ. That will change your life. Come to Christ. Believe in Him. Nakita natin ang wise and fool. Meron pa po isang character dito. Yung character po na sinabi yung simple. Those na uncommitted, kay sira-sira, come what may. Yun po yung mga taong, yung mga youth, yung sinabi sa verse 4, parallel po, the simple and the youth. Pero, hindi po ibig sabihin na sila ay uncommitted na sila ay excused sa judgment ng Panginoon. Being uncommitted sa wisdom na binibigay ng Panginoon, or hindi ka nagde-decide anong gagawin mo rito, it means rejection. You are also a fool. Mga magulang, ang mga anak po natin ngayon is nasa category na to. Yun po ang dinidescribe sa ano to, young, entering the adulthood. They need to learn from us. We need to prepare them to face their Creator one day to face eternity. Teach them the fear of the Lord. Tell them who God is sa Bible. Hindi ang career or education ang greatest need nila. Without Christ, sila po ay lost fools. Those who live na walang fear of Christ, walang relationship kay Kristo, will all suffer, including mga simple. Bigyan ko yung one reason to literally fear God is His justice and holiness. Jesus said sa Luke 12, sabi niya ron, He argues from lesser to greater na argument. Sabi niya sa mga disciples niya, do not fear man. Ano makayang gawin nila sa iyo? They can only kill you. Yun na yung pinakakaya nilang gawin sa iyo. After na, wala na silang pwedeng gawin sa iyo. They can only kill your body. But I will warn you, whom to fear? Sabi ni Jesus, fear God. Dahil He can take your life and meron siyang authority to cast you into hell. Literally, fear that. The holiness, justice of God. And that fear of justice and holiness of God should drive us towards Christ. Siya yung refuge natin. We know what awaits us. And you try to find salvation and God Himself points you, hey, ako mismo nag-provide ng salvation sa'yo, ng refuge to escape my wrath. So God saved us from Himself, by Himself, and for Himself. Kaya when you contemplate sa ginawa ng Panginoon, you can say, nung I stand in awe of you, you can say, how great thou art. How great thou art. Maybe, iniisip mo, Pastor, yan yung mga Old Testament God, yung laging wrath, yung talagang kinakain ng lupa yung tao. Pero, ang God ko is God of love. I will stick to that, sa God of love. Maybe yan ang iniisip mo ngayon. Yung mga, ano po tawag ng Bible doon? Idolatry. You are creating your own God. You are creating a God according to your own likeness. Kung ano yung preferred God mo, I don't want ng holy God. I want love of God only. The Bible calls it idolatry. Ang command sa atin ng Bible is to fear the whole attributes, the whole character of God, including the justice and holiness of God. Hindi po pwedeng ihiwalay ito sa love of God. It's the entirety, kabuuan ng Diyos na we are called to worship, revere, and believe. The book of Proverbs gave us the wisdom of Proverbs 3, to trust in the Lord and not on your own understanding. Huwag tayong maging wise in our own eyes. Fear the Lord. Huwag tayong gumawa ng sarili nating Diyos. Mga kapatid, Christ reconciled you to your Creator God. Na open ang eyes mo to see who God is and what He has done in Christ. You no longer destined to ruin. You now have the ultimate expression ng biblical fear of God. It's Jesus Christ. Live wisely. Meron dito sa room po ngayon. In this room, there are foolish among us. Still a fool. Still despise the wisdom of God. You are here for religious activity, for any other reason. Remember, if you don't have a relationship sa Diyos na to through Christ, lahat ng ginagawa mo ngayon is foolishness. There are people in this room. And hearing this message, a warning, is the grace of God sa'yo. You should be thankful sa Panginoon. You should think about it. Decide. Don't think na you have so years ahead of your life. No. Maybe you will hear the word mamaya. Tonight, you fool, I will require your soul. Jesus inviting you. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me. Come to me, all of you weary, heavily laden. Come to me. Learn from me. I will give rest. Rest for your soul. Learn from Him. He is greater than Solomon. He is greater than all the wise men. Learn from Him. Learn from Christ. Come to Him. Your fear and terror of God ay mapapalitan ng worshipful and joyful fear and obedience to God if you come to Christ. You will learn from Him. The same author, Solomon, writes the book of Ecclesiastes. Siya po ay wise, pero nahulog siya sa foolish, pag naging fool siya, sa foolishness, he turned away from God. And then, last stage ng kanyang life, he's about to die, sinulat niya itong Ecclesiastes. And if you are familiar sa book of Ecclesiastes, insa-isa niya po rin. Pursue ng satisfaction, pursue ng meaning ng life, sa work, sa indulgence, sa maraming bagay. And sabi niya ron, it's like chasing the wind. It's meaningless. It's fleeting. Hindi maglalast. And then, pagdating niya sa verse 12, sa end ng book of Ecclesiastes, ang sabi ron, after all has been heard, after ng lahat ng ginawa niya, trying to find meaning, trying to find wisdom, trying to find ng joy, trying to find ng whatever he wants to find, wants outside God, is meaningless. Ang sabi niya ron, at the end of the matter, the whole duty of man is to fear God and obey His commandments. May it be your whole duty. Live for Christ. The beginning of knowledge, the foundation of knowledge. Every other knowledge is nothing if you don't have the fear of God, if you don't have a relationship with God. If you are in Christ, you have this knowledge. Live daily with wisdom, with knowledge. Ang knowledge and wisdom po is almost tied together. Pareho po yun. So live with the knowledge that you have in Christ. If you are outside Christ, come to Christ and you can have this knowledge. Live for Christ. Let's pray. Oh, gracious Father, You are good. Oh God, dalangin namin, Panginoon, na continue to reveal sa amin ang aming Panginoong Jesucristo. Continue to reveal Yourself. Na makita namin how awesome, how glorious, how great, how good. Just like David, oh Lord, taste the goodness of God that we may fear You. Nawa, Panginoon, ang buhay namin, Panginoon, would be marked with obedience, with conscious awareness of Your existence, of Your authority, that we may live sa bawat aspect ng life namin in the fear of the Lord. Nawa, Panginoon, as a church, dalangin ko, Panginoon, na we do everything dito sa church. We relate to one another because of the fear of the Lord. Sa mga kaibigan namin na nandito ngayon na walang relasyon kay Kristo, nawa, Panginoon, cause their heart, magkaroon sila ng burden sa heart nila, Panginoon, to decide, should I live wisely or should I live foolishly? There is no middle ground. Nawa, Panginoon, open their eyes to see Your beauty, to see Your goodness, to see Your mercy and grace across. May they find salvation in Christ. In His name, amen.